This is Ryan D, and you, my friends, are tuned into 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, freeform radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world, on WMFO.org. Sound of my voice? Well, you know what that means. It's time for another Music Savage show, my favorite time of the week. Playing lots and lots of good music for all of you, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for being out there. It means the world to me. The show wouldn't be the same without all of you listening. So I appreciate y'all. Let's see. What do we got in store? Well, funny you should ask. We are going to... Well, we're going to say happy birthday to a couple of legends. We're going to say happy anniversary to a couple of legendary albums. There is so much new music out this week that I have two sets of new music from albums all out this week. Exciting. We are going to be playing some songs from a few bands and musicians taking part in Afro Punk 2020, an online festival happening this weekend. Got some hot takes and so much more. Are you ready? The correct answer is yes. I certainly am. Grab your coffee, whatever you're drinking. Turn the speakers way up. Let's have some fun. Music Savage Show. Yeah, well, it starts right now.
Would you like to play for £1,000 a game?
What did I walk into?
What did I walk into?
It's like this. May I?
Please.
You have to lean in and hit through the ball.
I was doing just fine until you showed up.
Ah, story of my life. So tell me, what's a beautiful young American ping pong player doing mingling amongst the British upper class?
Did anyone ever tell you you play a very aggressive game?
Basketball. just for me. I have everything I need. Yeah.
Build an altar to stoke the flame. Speak of truths that sound arcane. All my dreams so deeply hidden rise up to my throne.
Me.
And Snails right there. Kinda, I Want To. One of my favorite tracks from the excellent debut album, Pretty Hate Machine. You know when that was released? Well, that was released 31 years ago this week, October 20th, 1989. An incredible debut. I was a youngin' at the time, and that album was my whole world for a little while. Still a great one all these years later. Up out of that, Edwyn Collins' A Girl Like You, excellent single from the Scottish musician's third solo album. It's called Gorgeous George, released in July of 1994. Tennis, up out of that with Please Don't Ruin This For Me, excellent single from the Denver husband and wife duo's fourth album, 2017's Yours Conditionally. And kicking off the set as well as the show with Viagra Boys, first single released from the Swedish band's debut album. The song is called Sports. The album's called Street Worms. It was released in September 2018. Their sophomore album is called Welfare Jazz, and it's due out January 8th of 2021, and I am very excited about that. All right, hope you're having a good time so far. I certainly am. Let's get back into the music. We're going to celebrate some birthdays and some anniversaries in this set, including this legend right here. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty was born October 20th, 1950. He would have been 70 this week. So let's celebrate him and his incredible music with his band. We're going to play something that was included on the Greatest Hits album in November of 1993. It was recorded as a single in that year, the summer of 1993. Let's get into it, celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, kicking off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Music Savage Show.
Tall, and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town growing up. I'm tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again.
She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Man, oh man, that is a kicking album all of these years later. I love it. That's In Excess right there. New Sensation, third single from the Australian band's mega hit sixth album. It's called Kick, released October 19th, 1987, 33 years ago this past Monday. My goodness. Speaking of anniversaries, Aha, Take On Me, first single from the Norwegian band's debut album, Hunting High and Low, released October 28th, 1985. That earned them a Grammy nomination, which made them the very first band from Norway to earn a Grammy nomination. Also, a little fun fact, the video for Take On Me was for the very first time, broadcast here in Boston on a video station called V66. And it was a hit, and it would later be picked up by MTV and given heavy rotation. And you know the story from there. Up ahead of that, Prince, I Feel For You. That's off his self-titled second album, celebrating its 41st anniversary this week, released October 19th, 1979. While the song was not released as a single, it would find a bigger audience in 1984, when Chaka Khan recorded her version for her fifth album, also titled I Feel For You. Wanda Jackson, now getting into the birthdays. Shaken All Over, the great cover of the Johnny Kidd hit, is the first track on the Queen of Rockabilly's 13th album, The Party Ain't Over, produced by Jack White. He also, in case you couldn't tell by listening to that song, plays the guitars on that album. The album was released in 2011 on White's Third Man Records, born October 20th, 1937, celebrating her 84th birthday this week. Happy birthday to you, Wanda Jackson. Kicking off the set. With Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance, fantastic single recorded while Petty was working on his solo album Wildflowers in July, and then that song would appear on the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits album released in November of 93. And Tom Petty, born October 20th, 1950, would have been 70 this week. Happy birthday to you. Thank you so much for your music. It will live on forever and ever. All right, I said I had two sets of new music from albums out this week. That's because there are so many amazing albums out this week, including this one from one of my absolute favorite artists. Here's Jeff Tweedy. His album is out now. It's called Love Is the King. Who's got two thumbs and is super excited? This guy. Music Savage Show.
Oh, guess again. It's you. Guess again, my love. Guess again, my love. It's you.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Of the local scene. But if the basement show etiquette doesn't improve, I'm going to have to stop going to the shows. If you go to a show, tip the performers. Ask pronouns. Oh, and stop leaving cigarettes on the ground.
Never been in love before, I don't know what.